Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Today is part two of Inconvenienced for Liberty. Today, we're going to talk about a few more of the 56 signers. For such a time as this, though, we're going to go to the Lord in prayer. For such a time as this, it is with great thankfulness in our hearts that we come before God as a free and independent children. Lord God Almighty, in whose name the founders of this country won liberty for themselves and for us, and lit the torch of freedom for nations then unborn, grant that we and all the people of this land may have grace to maintain our liberties in righteousness and peace. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. For such a time as this, we pray. Amen. These are the times, the try men's soul, Thomas Paine wrote. The summer soldier and the sunshine patriot will, in this crisis, shrink from the service of their country. But he that stands by it now deserves the love and thanks of man and woman. Tyranny, like hell, is not easily conquered. Yet we have this consolation with us, that the harder the conflict, the more glorious the triumph. What we obtain too cheap, we esteem too lightly. It is dearness only that gives everything its value. Heaven knows how to put a proper price upon its goods, and it would be strange indeed if so celestial an article as freedom should not be highly rated. Are we the summer soldier, the sunshine patriot? Or will we today show the grit and determination, the enthusiasm to stay the course and weather the storms for liberty? Liberty that will drive the lives of the futures of our children and grandchildren, our posterity. It didn't just happen. Liberty was a battle. I have said often, liberty is in the hands of the people. But first, it must be a longing in their hearts. There's an old Greek saying, a society grows great when old men plant trees whose shade they know they shall never sit in. What will today's society, us, the old men and the women of today, what will we do? Let's use the word mature. I don't like the word old. The mature women of today and the mature men of today. What are we willing to do? Are we willing to be inconvenienced at all for liberty? For our children and our grandchildren and our posterity? I do radio. Is that enough? I compose letters, silly and serious poems. I write. I have many opinions. But is it any of it enough? Not to be disrespectful in any way, however, I have, and by the end of this show, I will share it with you. I have drafted a new Declaration of Independence. You see, I believe we are once again under tyranny. Oh, but the kings in D.C. have been tricky, and they have fooled us into believing their laws and their mandates and regulations and taxes are for our own good. But deep inside our hearts, we know that we're captives. That we're slaves to government that has grown too large and too powerful. Greed has consumed those who were elected to represent us, but now see themselves as elitist over us. We talked yesterday about in the first part of this about those delegates. I'm going to, but I didn't read them to you. I just talked about a few of them. But here is the complete list of the delegates, the 56 signers. From Delaware, we have George Reed, Caesar Rodney, and Thomas McKeon. From Pennsylvania, we have George Clymer, Benjamin Franklin, Robert Morris, John Morton, Benjamin Rush, George Ross, James Smith, James Wilson, George Taylor. From Massachusetts, we had John Adams, Samuel Adams. Did you know they're cousins? They weren't brothers, but they were cousins. John Hancock, Robert Treat Paine, Eldridge Gerry. From New Hampshire, it was Josiah Bartlett, William Whipple, Matthew Thornton. From Rhode Island, it was Stephen Hopkins and William Ellery. From New York, it was Lewis Morris, Philip Livingston, Francis Lewis, and William Floyd. From Georgia, it was Button Gwinnett, Lyman Hall, George Walton. From Virginia, we had Richard Henry Lee, Francis Lightfoot Lee, Carter Braxton, Benjamin Harrison, Thomas Jefferson, George Wythe, Thomas Nelson Jr. North Carolina signers were William Hooper, John Penn, Joseph Hughes. South Carolina was Edward Rutledge, Arthur Middleton, Thomas Lynch Jr., Thomas Hayward Jr. From New Jersey was Abraham Clark, John Hart, Francis Hopkinson, Richard Stockton, and John Witherspoon. Connecticut, Samuel Huntington, Roger Sherman, William Williams, Oliver Wolcott. And the last four were from Maryland, Charles Carroll, Samuel Chase, Thomas Stone, and William Packa. Men, just men, like you and me. Well, I'm not a man, but just people, ordinary people that did extraordinary things. John Hancock, he was said to have signed at large. The story entirely unfounded, it says, is that on signing the declaration, Hancock commented, "The British ministry can read the name without spectacles. Let them double their reward." These men had a reward out on them, you know. There, I guess King George will be able to read that. He was the first to sign, and he did so in an entirely blank space, and he made it as big as he could. Who knows? Maybe he always signs big like that. But that's what the story goes to tell. Most of these men did lose their fortunes. Samuel Adams, like I said, was a cousin to John Adams. I watched a little bit of a documentary. I need to finish watching that. He didn't want to go to war. He was doing all right. But then, you know, the British put out that Stamp Act. Things weren't going so well. It says that Samuel and John Adams' names are almost synonymous. In all accounts, the revolution that grew largely out of Boston. Though they were cousins and not brothers, they were often referred to as the Adams brothers, or simply as the Adams. Samuel Adams was born in Boston, son of a merchant and brewer. He was an excellent politician and unsuccessful brewer, and a poor businessman. His early public office as a tax collector might have made him suspect as an agent to British authority. However, he made good use of his understanding of the tax codes and wide acquaintance with the merchants of Boston. Samuel was a very visible popular leader who, along with John, spent a great deal of time in the public eye agitating for resistance. In 1765, he was elected to the Massachusetts Assembly, where he served as... Oh, we're going into a break here. He served as a clerk for many years. And we're going to continue this when we get back from this break. I wasn't watching the clock. I was involved in these signers. Their lives are... They're exciting to me to think what they did. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and can we be inconvenienced for liberty? And we will be right back. Take a stand. Never say that we can. We're American.
Gold is an investment. Melody Cedarstrom at Discount Gold and Silver is CSC Talk Radio's choice for gold, silver, and all your precious metals. Gold and silver are the ultimate forms of wealth. They are beautiful and alluring to virtually everyone on Earth. They are extremely scarce and can't be counterfeited. Your contact, your trusted dealer, is Melody Cedarstrom at Discount Gold and Silver. Discount Gold and Silver take pride in their business practices. No hard pressure sales, no boiler room tactics. Low prices, quality product, fast shipping. For all your gold, silver, platinum, and palladium needs, buy and sell. Discount Gold and Silver take pride in the fact that they educate their clients so that you can make an informed decision. Visit Melody Cedarstrom at DGScoins.com or call her at 1-800-375-4188. DGScoins.com or 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver is the common sense way to invest. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America. And so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot heart, set your table with Liberty, the new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message: liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're talking about Inconvenience for Liberty. We were discussing Samuel Adams when we went to the break, and it says here that he was a really good friend with Thomas Paine. These men wanted their independence from the king, and he was a great orator, had great skills in speaking. He could have been a talk radio show host or something. Anyway, he served in politics in several different aspects, and of course he was a signer of the Declaration of Independence. We mentioned all the signers, and there were others. Without the men and the women who wanted liberty, we wouldn't be where we are today. We'd be Great Britain, too. That's what we would be. Well, there was something called the Black Robe Regiment. And this is a story about a Reverend Peter Muhlenberg. It was a Sunday afternoon early in the year of 1776. In the church where Pastor Muhlenberg preached. It was a regular service for his congregation, but a quite different affair for Muhlenberg himself. Well, his text that day was from Ecclesiastes 3, where it explains to everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck what is planted.
Coming to the end of his sermon, Peter Muhlenberg turned to his congregation and said, "In the language of the Holy Writ, there was a time for all things, a time of preach to preach and a time to pray, but those times have passed away." As those assembled looked on, Pastor Muhlenberg declared, "There is a time to fight, and that time is now coming." Muhlenberg then proceeded to remove his robes, revealing, to the shock of his congregation, a military uniform. Marching to the back of the church, he declared, "Who among you is with me?" On that day, 300 men from his church stood up and joined Peter Muhlenberg. They eventually became the 8th Virginia Brigade fighting for liberty. Frederick Muhlenberg, Peter's brother, was against Peter's level of involvement in the war. Peter responded to Frederick writing, "I am a clergyman, it is true, but I am a member of the society as well as the poorest layman, and my liberty is as dear to me as any man. Shall I then sit still and enjoy myself at home when the best blood of the covenant is spilling? So far am I from thinking that I act wrong. I am convinced it is my duty to do so, and duly I owe to God and my country." He took criticism from his own family. It is just one story of one pastor who chose the path of liberty and freedom. And that liberty and freedom has been graciously bestowed by our Heavenly Father to each of us. It has been freely offered, freely sacrificed for us by Christ Jesus. It is the duty of each of us to acknowledge that precious gift and to not give it away lightly. There were hundreds of such men and women during the awful epic of the American history who chose the path that Pastor Muhlenberg took. There were many such brave souls who opted to sacrifice all for God, family, and country during that period of the birth of our nation, and during other such battles as these before and after this revolution. It was and is the birth pains of an empire that the founders of this nation and those who descended after bear. Our nation is not so very old. It has not been long since it was first conceived and birthed. Indeed, we are still being birthed, but now in a very different way. What is being birthed is not what the Creator envisioned or created, nor what our forefathers and mothers hoped to realize. It is not at all what they bled and died for. Each of us have inherited, in some form, the genetic material of these people who came seeking liberty and justice. These people who bore up under severe hardships from their countries of origin. The pastors of that day and their congregations were living out what had come over 100 years prior, where religion and politics were woven into the same fabric. There was no separation between the two spheres. This revolution against Britain would culminate in a totally different awareness and way of life than had ever been lived on this planet, and may never be seen again in the present state of things. What remained was a hope and a promise, a republic. And this republic was created out of the awareness that the people who then inhabited his country were a moral and upright people. People who were fashioned from 2,000 years of formation out of the womb of a salvation that only Christ Jesus can offer. A people who were honed by thousands of years before Christ walked the earth by way of the Israelites who had been scattered and dispersed many times in their history. These folks who now inhabited this new Jerusalem, this new Eden that Christopher Columbus saw, were living out what they saw as a life and a country that was fashioned entirely by their Creator. They believed that. The Constitution, Part 1, the Declaration of Independence, and Part 2, and was this covenant between the people of America and their Heavenly Father. It was written for Christian people who are fully able to internally govern themselves, thus the meaning of a republic that was inspired by God's word and spells out the mission of God's children and Christ's ambassadors on earth. I took this from the site there of the men and women of the Black Robe Regiment, the special people that sacrificed for our liberty. And that he says that we are in trouble. We are in trouble. There are other stories and other things there, and I'm going to try and get some of them on the air. I think I had one time. It's been a while. Maybe we could have one of them lead us in prayer. When we come back in from the next segment here in just a little bit, I'm going to read to you my new version of the Declaration of Independence. Here is a poem I wrote a while back. A broken nation. A broken nation cannot be free when people hate and disagree. Removing bits of history brings discord, not harmony. From our revolutionary days to wars on prairies against the brave, from civil wars to world conflicts, this young nation stood the test. Resisting tyrants on foreign lands, freeing others from their hands, it was the blood of our young men, strangers, freedom they did win. When once the independence they fought, now a people who want for naught, less satisfied with what they've got, more longing for what can't be bought. But if they'd only stop and think, their liberty is on the brink. Together when the people stand, their strength and freedom are in their hands. The people who once fought for independence now scream for government dependence. Our history is tried and true. The future now is up to you. Liberty is always in the hands of the people. But first, it must be in the heart. It must be a longing in the heart. And liberty only comes from God. It doesn't come from just a piece of paper, a document, and words. We love to read the words. We love to read the poems. We love to say the verses and say the prayers and the scriptures. But it's more than words. It's sacrifice. It's more than just a little inconvenience. Would you be willing to be inconvenienced for liberty? I took this Declaration of Independence and I rewrote it for today. Followed the same language of whenever I possibly could and put it to things that I see as a tyrannical acts that are going on today. And you know, we don't have a king. We have a Congress. And they have grown to be so corrupt. Both parties, not just one or the other. Inconvenienced for liberty. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio, and we will be right back. Liberty Oilfield Services brings you the following fracking facts. Did you know fracking is the reason America is now number one in oil and natural gas production? Thanks to the fracking industry, America's energy is more efficient, more affordable, and our air is cleaner. America is now exporting fuel and making America great again. Fracking is not the enemy of America. The Dems want to ban our natural resources for the sake of climate change, but banning fracking would knock America back to being dependent on other countries for our energy. So, America is fueling up with fracking. This message is brought to you by the best darn frack company, period, Liberty Oilfield Services. Learn more about fracking at libertyfrack.com. Liberty Oilfield Services, bringing America home with life, liberty, and fracking.
Absolutely.
Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security system, all at your fingertips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-510-4403. That's 800-510-4403. Call now, 800-510-4403.
For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray? For such a time as this, Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home?
And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. The Declaration of Independence. I hope that all of you have read it. If you haven't, you can go to my website. I did a dramatic reading of it. All you've got to do is just put in a little search there on that website under the podcast, and it'll come up. Just put July 4th. It'll bring all the July 4ths up there, but you'll figure it out. It was originally done, I think, in 2016. Well, it was originally signed and went into effect. He said, we just celebrate on July 4th, but it was actually went official on August 2nd. It's confirmed once by the Congress of that day. And now I'm going to do my version of it. It has once again become evident that tyrants are ruling over this nation. The legislative branch, Congress, as feared by our founding fathers, have become the tyrants over this once free and independent United States of America. Thomas Jefferson warned us. He said, the tyranny of the legislature is really the danger most to be feared, and will continue to be so for many years to come. Madison confirmed that the importance of a separation, the accumulation of all powers, legislative, executive, and judiciary, in the same hands, whether of one, a few or many, and whether hereditary, self-appointed, or elective, may justly be pronounced the very definition of tyranny. We the people once again declare our freedom and independence and remind Congress they are the servants of the representatives of the Republic, we the people, and not government dictators. When once a republic is corrupted, there is no possibility of remedying any of the growing evils but by removing the corruption and restoring its lost principles. every other correction is either useless or a new evil. That was Thomas Jefferson. As our founding fathers so bravely dared, let us all now stand for liberty and independence as a sovereign people, of sovereign states and a sovereign nation. There are no games left to be played. It is now time to expose the corruptions of and tyranny, dictated and legislated against us by our own Congress. We the people now stand and avow to restore our republic form of government. When in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitles them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends and corrupted from within, it is the right of the people to alter and to abolish and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence indeed will dictate the governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience hath shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty, to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. Such has been the patient sufferance of we the people, and such is now the necessity which constrains them to alter their former systems of government. The history of the present Congress is a history of repeated injuries and usurpations, all having in direct object an establishment of an absolute tyranny over these states. To prove this, let facts be submitted to a candid world. Congress has refused their assent to laws, the most wholesome and necessary for the public good and safety. Congress has passed laws that expose the natural rights of the people. That oppose the natural rights of the people. Many laws are so voluminous they cannot be read and are so incoherent they cannot be understood. This serves the purpose to entrap and confuse the people. In this manner, Congress attempts to dictate instead of represent the people, a right inestimable to them and formidable to tyrants only. Congress has obstructed the executive branch of our constitutional republic by refusing the presidency rule of law and blocking his every attempt to protect and restore the republic of we the people. Congress has completely ignored the separation of powers and have made every effort to legislate without integrity and honor, striving to diminish the independence and sovereignty and liberty of these states. Congress intentionally threw off their responsibilities of protecting and guarding the state's economy by allowing unfair foreign trade and the continual unwise practice of social spending projects, bringing this nation's debt to an unsustainable level, and in so doing have put this nation's security at high risk. Congress knowingly contracted away their constitutional duty regarding this nation's currency and economy. With these unconstitutional acts, Congress placed this nation's financial security all in the hands of outside bankers known as the Federal Reserve. This was done without any sense of audit or checks and balances of this outside power. Congress has obstructed the administration of justice by refusing their assent of laws to under the Constitution of the United States.
Congress has erected a multitude of new offices and sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people and eat out their substance. Congress has colluded with others, foreign and domestic, to subject us to jurisdiction foreign to our Constitution and unacknowledged by our Bill of Rights, giving their assent to their acts of pretended legislation. For establishing unfair laws, unfair trade laws, for establishing insider trading, for participating in insider trading, for continually imposing taxes, restrictions, and mandates upon us without our consent, for ignoring the rule of law, for completely sidestepping our Constitution, therefore abolishing our most valuable laws and altering fundamentally the forms of our governance, republic, not democracy. For dismissing the separation of powers. Congress has incited riots and discord among the people, allowing our cities to be burned and our people destroyed. Congress, it is at this time, continuing their attacks both physically, financially, and legislatively against we the people, obstructing the executive with needless, expensive, and mean-spirited investigations. Congress has initiated, through the Department of Justice, CIA, and FBI, unfair, unlawful attacks on our citizens for the sole purpose of framing a duly elected president of these United States, and have without end harassed the executive branch, including the cabinet to the president. Congress has excited domestic insurrection among us and has endeavored to bring in illegal aliens with merciless gangs whose known rule of warfare is an undistinguished destruction of all ages, sexes, and conditions, leaving us exposed to all the dangers of invasion from without and from convulsions within. Congress has made every exertion to show their contempt and hate of Constitution and the Republic for which it was written. Congress perceives the Founding Fathers and the blood that was spilt for liberty to be of no value. I hear the music. I just have one page left of this new Declaration of Independence. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. Would we, the people today, be inconvenienced for liberty? And we will be right back.
As a business owner, when was the last time you asked yourself if you have the right commercial insurance coverage? You need business insurance to protect everything you're building. One disaster without the right insurance could hurt your business, and larger deals you're trying to close may require that you have it. We recommend CoverWallet for all your business insurance needs. In just 2 minutes, with their award-winning technology, they can offer you free competitive quotes from top insurance carriers nationwide. CoverWallet has helped tens of thousands of businesses, startups, restaurants, truckers, construction companies, landscaping companies, beauty salons, consultants, and they can help you. No business is too big or too small, and it's a free call to find out. Protect your business. Get the right insurance for your business. Call CoverWallet right now.
800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. That's 800-220-7612.
When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. Makeup America is a brand new line of makeup made in America. Ladies, did you know that most American beauty brands do not make their cosmetics here in the USA? There is no guarantee of quality and transparency of ingredients, testing on animals, abidance to health and safety regulations, or quality control within the manufacturing environment. The old saying, beauty is only skin deep, refers to what's on the inside of the woman. And as you know, what's inside your beauty products matters to your skin. Makeup America is made in the USA, and they pledge to you that their products are non-GMO, paraben-free, fragrance-free, and never tested on animals. Flaunt your patriotism with Independence Red, Lady Liberty Blue. There's a variety of nail and lip colors to match, and lip care. MakeupAmerica.us. Use promo code BETH20 to receive 20% discount. MakeupAmerica.us. You've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to my listeners. You can get deep discounts on MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. I use MyPillow and so does my husband. We sleep better and wake more refreshed, ready to conquer a new day. You can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, Mike is bringing back the BOGO offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free. Enter promo code BethAnn. Call 1-800-978-6168 for these great radio specials. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I've rewritten the Declaration of Independence. I tried to use as much as Thomas Jefferson's language as I possibly could to keep it in the spirit of independence. But it's obvious to me today that we're going through tyranny. And it's by those that we have elected to represent us that are dictating over us. So let's continue these grievances. Congress has made lawful the murder of the unborn and approved the barbaric act of abortion and evil selling of their humanity for profit. Congress blatantly denies God and moves against the religious freedoms of we the people. At every turn, Congress legislates against liberty of the people and for increased power of centralized government, making we the people dependent on government. In every stage of these oppressions, we have petitioned for redress in the humblest terms. Our repeated petitions have been ignored. Congress, whose character is thus marked by every act which may define a tyrant, is unfit to be representatives of a free people. We, the people of the United States of America, therefore stand in agreement, appealing to the Supreme Judge of the world for rectitude for our intentions due in the name and by authority of the good people of this republic, solemnly republish and declare that these United States are and of right ought to be free and independent states, that we are absolved of all laws, acts, and bills so legislated that do not agree with our contract constitution with the elected Congress. And for the support of this newly stated but continued Declaration of Independence with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we pledge by the blood of our fathers, our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honors. A new Declaration of Independence for a new tyranny in America. George Washington said, "The marvel of all history is the patience with which men and women submit to burdens unnecessarily laid upon them by their government." We have issued grievances. We have issued cease and desist letters to them. Not all of them answered. Some of them did. Many of you sent those. Would you sign this Declaration of Independence and send it? I will have it made available. If you would like to do that, put your John Hancock down
Make it big. See if they'll come after you. Are we willing to be inconvenienced for liberty? You know, it's a scary thing, what's going on. It's been scary for a long time. We have watched the deterioration of liberty in this nation for decades and decades. America. It's a special land. It's not a perfect land. Not at all. It's not. There are no perfect people. These signers of the Declaration of Independence, they weren't perfect men. They had sins. They had things in their lives that we would not be proud of. But they had this want and love for liberty. They didn't all agree on everything either. We know that. But neither do we. America. I don't know who wrote this, and I used it a while back. I'm going to use it again. America is a land of heroes, a place where greatness is born, where destinies are forged, and where legends come to life. This is the home of Thomas Edison and Teddy Roosevelt, of many great generals, including George Washington, Pershing, Patton, and MacArthur. This is the home of Abraham Lincoln, Frederick Douglass, Amelia Earhart, Harriet Tubman, the White Brothers, the Wright Brothers, Neil Armstrong, and so many more. This is the country where children learn names like Wyatt Earp, Davy Crockett, and Annie Oakley. This is a place where the Pilgrims landed on Plymouth, where Texas patriots made their last stand at the Alamo. The American nation was carved out of the vast frontier by the toughest, strongest, and the fiercest, most determined men and women ever to walk on the face of the earth. Our ancestors braved the unknown, tamed the wilderness, settled the Wild West, lifted millions from poverty and disease and hunger, vanquished tyranny and fascism, ushered the world to new heights, science and medicine, laid down the railroads, dug out the canals, and raised up skyscrapers. Our ancestors built the most exceptional republic ever to exist in all of human history. This is our glorious and magnificent inheritance. We are American. We are pioneers. We are the pathfinders. We settled the new world. We built the modern world. And we changed history forever by embracing the eternal truth that everyone's made equal by the hand of Almighty God. America is the place where anything can happen. America is the place where anyone can rise. And here, on this land, this soil, on this continent, the most incredible dreams come true. This nation is our canvas. And this country is our masterpiece. We look at tomorrow and we see unlimited frontiers just waiting to be explored. Our brightest discoveries are not yet known. Our most thrilling stories are not yet told. Our grandest journeys are not yet made. The American age, the American epic, the American adventure has only just begun. Our spirit is still young. The sun is still rising. God's grace is still shining. And my fellow Americans, surely the best is yet to come. We're always facing an enemy. There's always one out there. There's always an existential threat upon our liberty. There are many. But right now in this nation, I believe the biggest threat are the very ones we entrusted to guard our liberty, Congress. Will you be willing to be inconvenienced for liberty? The Declaration of Independence, reclaimed, rewritten, and stamped. I will sign it, and I will send it. Will you? Liberty comes from God. It's in the hearts of the people who love Him. And it's only through Him we have liberty. And it is only through God we will bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.